A debt repaid in blood and ink the weight of debt. Caelvarn stood at the edge of the ashen roads, the moon's faint light casting the sickle-shaped shadow across his face. His fingers drummed a slow rhythm on the hilt of his dagger as he waited for his contact. Nightforged business, he said to himself, the words a reminder that even in the quietest moments, the Black Rose Order was never far from his thoughts. A hooded figure emerged from the darkness, their footsteps light on the gravel path. "Caelvarn, we have a problem," they said, voice slow and urgent. "Speak quickly," Cael replied, eyes scanning the surrounding trees for any sign of unwanted attention. "The curator's daughter, Ira, has gone missing. Her father is frantic." Tail's grip on his dagger tightened, a reflexive response to the weight of this request. He thought back to the oaths he'd sworn, the debts he'd incurred, all for the Order's balance, all in silence. In the small hours, Cael navigated the winding streets of Vaelan Manor, avoiding the sleeping guards and the watchful eyes of the Nightforge knights who stood at every corner. Ira's father had given him a single clue, a cryptic poem scrawled on a wall in Melos draw script. He found it near the city gate, the words etched into a section of crumbling stone, where shadows weave, threads of gold, in twilight's hush, darkness unfold. Cael's mind ran with possibilities as he read the lines over again. He had seen this style before, the work of a fellow Nightforged member who had gone rogue. As he pondered, a gust of wind whipped through the streets, extinguishing the torches and plunging Cael into darkness. In that moment, he felt the weight of his own debt pressing down upon him. The cost of magic seeped through his skin like a cold sweat, a reminder that he had used too much power in recent nights. He moved forward, guided by memory, until he came to an abandoned alleyway where the air reek of decay hung heavy. In the center of the passageway stood a figure draped in tattered finery, Ira's small form shivering with fear. "Thank the gods," she whispered, eyes locking onto Cael's face. He knelt beside her, his hand reaching out to take hers. "It's over now," he said. "We'll get you home." But as they made their way back through the city, Cael couldn't shake the feeling that he was being pulled into a web of consequences, that every step led him further from balance and closer to darkness. They reached Vaelan Manor just before dawn, the first light of morning creeping over the horizon. Ira's father, the curator, greeted them with tears in his eyes, but Cael noticed a glimmer of unease behind the gratitude. "What is it?" he asked the curator as they stood outside the manor door. The weight of that look hung between them for a moment before the curator spoke. "You've used magic again, Caelvarn. How much longer can you keep this up?" Cael's eyes dropped to his boots, the shadows in the alleyway replaying themselves in his mind like a cruel reminder. He knew what he had paid tonight and what more he would owe soon. As they stepped into the warm, golden light of the manor's entry hall, Cael felt the familiar tug of exhaustion claiming him. His fingers ached to cradle a hot cup of tea, his head pounding with the weight of secrets unspoken. The curator ushered them into a small, quiet room, where a fire crackled in the hearth and the air was thick with the scent of old leather and dust. "I fear I've kept something from you, Cael," he said, his voice low and measured as he handed Ira over to her mother, who had been waiting anxiously by the window. Cael's eyes narrowed, sensing a truth beneath the surface. "What is it?" he asked, his hand instinctively reaching for the dagger that was tucked into his waistband. The curator hesitated, his eyes flicking toward the doorway as if he feared being overheard. "It seems the Nightforged have taken notice of our involvement with you, Cael. They've sent a message, a single line of code, written on the wall near the Knight's Tear Bridge in Melos draw script." Cael's gut twisted at the mention of the Nightforged. It was a name he'd thought he'd left behind. He recalled the symbol etched into his palm when he'd sworn allegiance to their cause, a binding contract in blood and ink, one that tied him to their will. "Read it," he said curtly, eyes scanning the room for any hidden observers. The curator handed him a piece of parchment, a single line scrawled on it in bold, crimson letters. "Caelvarn is ours now. The words seemed to sear themselves into his mind, a cold dread seeping into his bones as he recognized the signature of a fellow Nightforged member, one he thought he'd long since left behind. Ira's mother stood up from her chair, her eyes flashing with anger. "What does it mean?" she demanded, but Kale just shook his head, feeling the darkness closing in around him like a shroud. He stood there for a moment, the words burning into his skin like an open flame. The curator's words echoing in his mind, "They've taken notice of our involvement with you, Kale." A shiver ran down his spine as he remembered the ritual he'd undergone to join the Nightforged, the binding contract, the symbol etched into his palm. It was a promise made in blood and ink, one that bound him to their will. Kale's thoughts reeled as he tried to process what this meant for Ira and her family. He knew the Nightforged didn't play games. They were calculated and ruthless, always moving towards their own agenda. His mind whirled with strategies how to protect Ira, to keep them safe from whatever darkness had awakened. But one thought lingered at the edge of his awareness. He couldn't shake the feeling that the Nightforged weren't just interested in him anymore, but in everyone tied to him. The curator's words continued to echo through Kale's mind as he turned toward Ira and her mother, searching for any sign of unease or fear. But they seemed shaken rather than terrified, a mix of emotions that spoke of secrets shared and knowledge gained. He couldn't help but wonder if this was more than just a straightforward rescue mission. The Nightforged had ways of insinuating themselves into lives like oil on water, spreading their influence without being seen. He made his way to the door, his hand closing around the hilt of his dagger as if for reassurance. The air outside had changed. The wind carried an undertone of menace, a threat that seemed to reverberate from every stone and timber. As he stepped out into the early morning light, Kale felt the weariness creep back in, but it was tempered by a cold determination. He would protect Ira, her family, and anyone else tied to him, even if it meant facing whatever darkness the Nightforged had unleashed. In the city's growing bustle, Kale navigated through the narrow streets with his eyes scanning for any sign of danger. He moved swiftly, avoiding the central squares where market stalls were being set up and the sound of hammering echoed off the stone buildings. The curator's words still lingered in his mind, "The Nightforged have taken notice." It was a phrase that held more weight than just its literal meaning. It spoke of a balance shifting, of allegiances changing. As he walked, the familiar streets began to feel foreign, as if he'd lost his bearings. The thought sent a shiver down his spine. Kale had spent years navigating these shadows, always staying one step ahead of those who sought to use him for their own purposes. But this felt different this time. It seemed he was no longer in control of the game. The city's main gate came into view, its gates slowly swinging open as the sun rose higher in the sky. Kale's thoughts turned toward his contacts within the Order, wondering which one might be hiding more than they let on. The symbol etched into his palm seemed to pulse with a newfound life, a constant reminder of the debt he'd incurred, the cost of magic seeping through his skin like a chill. He moved through the gate and onto the open road beyond, leaving behind the narrow streets and alleys that had been his home for so long. The wind picked up as he walked, carrying the sound of distant bells tolling, a reminder that the city was waking up, and with it, a new cycle of expectations and obligations would begin. The road to the city's outskirts was a blur as Kale walked, his mind consumed by the message from the Nightforged. He thought he'd left their world behind, but the symbol etched into his palm seemed to be calling him back, a siren's song that lured him deeper into darkness. The sun climbed higher in the sky, casting long shadows across the dry earth, and Kale quickened his pace. As he walked, the buildings gave way to fields of wheat swaying gently in the morning breeze. A figure emerged from the distance, dressed in a worn cloak that billowed behind them like smoke. Kale's instincts prickled. This wasn't the time for chance encounters, not with the Nightforged breathing down his neck. The figure quickened their pace, meeting him at the edge of the fields. "Kale Varn," they said, their voice barely above a whisper, "I've been waiting for you." Kale's hand instinctively went to the dagger at his side as he sized up the newcomer, a woman with eyes that seemed to hold 1,000 midnights and skin like alabaster. He'd seen her before, but couldn't quite place where. "Who are you?" he asked, his tone cautious, as she stepped closer. The wind carried the scent of smoke and earth on her clothes, and for a moment, Kale thought he saw the faintest glimmer of recognition in her eyes, as if she knew something about him that he didn't. The woman's gaze flickered to the symbol on his palm before coming back to his face. "You don't remember me, do you?" she said, her voice tinged with a hint of sorrow. Kale shook his head, and her lips curled into a faint smile. "I used to be one of your comrades in the Nightforged," she said, her eyes glinting in the morning light. The woman's words hung in the air like a challenge, her eyes locked onto Kale as if daring him to deny them. He studied her face, searching for any sign of deception, but there was only a quiet sadness that seemed to seep from her very pores. "Ira," he said finally, a spark of recognition flickering to life in his mind. "Ira, is that you?" The woman's smile deepened and she took another step closer, her hand extended in a gesture of peace. Kale's instincts still screamed warning, but something about her tone made him hesitate. "You've changed," she said softly, her eyes lingering on the symbol on his palm. "I didn't expect that." Kale's grip on his dagger tightened. He'd grown accustomed to being around people who recognized him as one of their own, but Ira was a different story altogether. Her presence awakened memories he thought he buried, memories of late-night council meetings and whispered plans to take down the Order from within. As he studied her, Kale realized that his mind was playing tricks on him. Ira's eyes didn't hold the same spark as before, the same fire that had driven them both to join the Nightforged in the first place. There was a dullness to them now, a weariness that spoke of years of struggle and hardship. "What happened?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper, as the woman's eyes met his. For a moment, they stood there locked in silence, the only sound the rustling of the wheat in the breeze. Then Ira's gaze dropped, and she pulled back her hood, revealing a scar that ran from the crown of her head to the nape of her neck. "It was what you joined us for," she said quietly, her voice heavy with a weight Kale couldn't quite place. "Freedom, at any cost." Her words hung in the air like a challenge, and Kale's mind whirled as he searched for connections between her words and the message from the Nightforged. He took a step back, trying to clear his head, but Ira followed him, her eyes locked onto his. "We were told you'd be coming," she said, her voice rising in intensity. "That's why I'm here." "You need to listen to me, Kale." The wind picked up, carrying the scent of smoke and earth, and for a moment, Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he realized Ira was holding something back. The wheat swayed gently in the breeze as Kale stood there, unsure what to make of Ira's words or her warning. He thought of his contacts within the Order, wondering if they might be involved in this somehow and what it meant for his own position within their ranks. As he weighed his options, a figure emerged from the distance, their features indistinct until they drew closer. "Ah," Ira said softly, her eyes flicking to the newcomer before returning to Kale's face. "It seems I'm not the only one who's been waiting for you." As Ira stepped aside, Kale's gaze shifted to the newcomer, his hand instinctively tightening around the grip of his dagger. The figure drew closer, and a faint sense of unease crept up Kale's spine as he took in the familiar features of Marcellus, an enforcer for the Order who'd been dogging his steps for months. Marcellus' eyes locked onto Kale with a cold intensity that sent a shiver down his spine. "You've got some explaining to do," Marcellus said, his voice low and even, as he halted in front of them. Ira's expression remained neutral, but her gaze flicked between the two men, a faint glimmer of warning in her eyes. "Marcellus," Kale said, trying to sound nonchalant despite the unease building inside him. "What brings you out here?" He glanced at Ira, who remained silent, her eyes still fixed on Marcellus as if waiting for something, but it wasn't clear what. Marcellus' gaze flicked to Ira before returning to Kale, his expression unreadable. "I've been looking for you," he said finally, his tone even, though a hint of tension crept into his voice. The curator's got news. News that involves you. Marcellus' eyes seemed to bore into Kale's very soul, searching for something, a weakness, perhaps, or a lie. Ira's presence was a silent rebuke, her gaze never wavering from Marcellus as if daring him to speak out of turn. The air between them vibrated with tension, a tangible thing that seemed to ripple outward like the impact of a stone cast into still water. "You've been summoned," Marcellus said finally, his voice firm but not unkind. "The curator wants you back in the city for a meeting." Kale's instincts prickled at the word, his mind racing with possibilities. What could the curator possibly want to discuss that required his presence? He glanced at Ira, who remained still as a statue, her eyes never leaving Marcellus' face. "It seems you're not as free as you thought," he muttered under his breath. Marcellus didn't flinch, his expression unwavering. "You have duties to attend to, Kale." The curator's patience is wearing thin. Iris shifted her weight, a small movement that seemed almost imperceptible, but it caught Kale's attention nonetheless. He sensed a sudden depth of meaning in the simple act, a message conveyed in the subtlest of cues. Marcellus was hiding something, or perhaps Ira knew more than she let on. A breeze rustled through the wheat, carrying the scent of damp earth and decay. "Tell me," Kale said finally, his voice firm as he stepped forward. "What's this news that requires my presence?" The words hung in the air like a challenge, but Marcellus merely raised an eyebrow, his gaze flicking to Ira before coming back to Kale. "You'll see soon enough," he said. "For now, let's focus on getting you back to the city." The words sent a shiver down Kale's spine. He'd been free for so short a time, had thought himself free, at least. The world narrowed as he considered his options: return with Marcellus and face whatever lay ahead, or try to make a break for it, using Ira's uncertain loyalties to his advantage. But something in her stance told him she wasn't to be trusted entirely, not yet. Ira shifted again, this time more deliberately. "I'll go with you," she said softly, her voice carrying the weight of a promise unspoken. Marcellus' gaze flicked to her before returning to Kale's face. For an instant, their eyes locked in a silent understanding that went beyond words, and in that moment, Kale knew he was walking into something far deeper than a simple summons from the curator. The sun beat down on them as they walked back to the city, Marcellus leading the way with Ira by his side, her eyes fixed on some point ahead. Kale fell into step behind, his mind reeling with questions. What could the curator want that required his presence? And what role had Ira been sent to play in all of this? As they walked, the city's familiar sounds and smells enveloped him: the clang of hammers on metal, the murmur of merchants hawking their wares, the acrid tang of smoke from the forges. Kale's thoughts were a jumble as he navigated the crowded streets, Marcellus and Ira flanking him like sentinels. He glanced at Ira again, trying to read her expression, but she kept her face neutral, her eyes fixed on some point ahead. The city gates loomed before them, their iron bars glinting in the sunlight as they led Kale back into the heart of the Order's stronghold. The weight of his duties settled onto him like a shroud as he stepped through the gates, a feeling he'd thought he'd left behind with the Night Forged. Marcellus nodded curtly at the guards, who parted to let them pass without question. Inside, Kale was led through winding corridors lined with cobblestones polished to a high sheen, their footsteps echoing off the walls as they made their way deeper into the Order's inner sanctum. Ira moved silently beside him, her presence a constant reminder that he wasn't sure whose side she was on. The air grew thick with the scent of incense and old parchment as they climbed a set of narrow stairs, Marcellus' heavy footsteps leading the way. At last they reached the curator's chambers, its doors open to admit them without ceremony. Kale's gut tightened as he stepped across the threshold, Ira following closely behind. The curator sat behind his desk, its surface littered with sheaves of parchment and quills, a look of intense concentration etched on his face. "Kale," he said, not looking up from the papers in front of him. "We've been waiting for you."